I respect anybody who pulled an idea out of their brain and fully brought it to life. That shit is spiritual. To know it started as a thought and you brought it to fruition is crazy. Shout out to the ones who see it all the way through. Keep creating. Hey guys, what's up? How are you doing? Welcome to another awesome, amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! How are you guys doing? How are you doing? Hope you're well. I hope you're doing good. So welcome to a new episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 96. Have you ever felt like when you're close to the finish line, that's when you get tired? Bro, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I remember when I was at episode 70, episode 80, I was so hyped up. I was so, like, I was so energetic for the 100th episode. And now I'm like on the 96th episode. Tell me why I've struggled to even record this 96th episode. Tell me why I've struggled to even get a topic, to find a topic to talk about on this 96th episode. I feel like when you get closer to the finish line, that's when you feel like, that's when things get hard. It happens. That's when things get hard. But that's when you now go hard. That's when you, even as much as things are going to get hard when you get to the finish line, now that's when you go hard. I've experienced that recently. Like, honestly, I didn't upload. I'm not going to lie. I didn't upload on Wednesday because I've been feeling exhausted, guys. I have been feeling exhausted and then I've been feeling blank. Like, I've been having like a creative block. I've been like, okay, now what should I talk about on the next episode? Now, okay, I'm so blank. Because I think I've done a marathon of solo episodes. Like, since our last Unspoken Story episodes, I've been doing a marathon of solo episodes each twice a week. And I'm like, bro, Shukisha. So I feel like I am having like a really terrible creative block, but I'm like, bro, who am I to give up? Although I didn't upload this episode on Wednesday, but I'm gonna upload it today on Friday, and then I have to record another one for Sunday. So I'm basically recording three episodes, guys. Three episode munipe nguvu. I'm recording the Wednesday episode now, I'm uploading it today, and then the Sunday episode, and then I'm recording next week's episode, because I know I'll be so busy, so I won't get time. So let me just do this now, so hope to keep the energy up till the third episode. So welcome to another awesome episode. Shout out to each and everyone who is sending me the questions. Keep sending your questions for the 100th episode. You know, we're almost there. This is the 96th episode. So we have four more episodes to go. And then we get to episode 100. I'm feeling like, I'm thinking, should I like rest, like take a break, like a Christmas break? Because by the time I'm getting to episode 100, it will be like December, almost December. So should I like take a break and come back next year? But I have content for December. I also have some content for December. So we're going to think about that. Anyway, welcome to this episode. Shout out to everyone sending questions. Keep sending your questions for the 100th episode. I'm going to answer all of them. All your GC questions. I see all your GC questions. I'm going to answer them on the 100th episode. So what are we talking about today, though? Let's talk about the make it happen mentality. Do you know, have you ever heard about that thing? I know clumsy, I wanna make it happen mentality. Before that, quick one, remember to rate the podcast if you like it. After listening to it, rate it. And also, you can find my podcast on Iono FM exclusively. My podcast is now available on Iono FM. Iono FM has sponsored my podcast for 1 year. So I would really appreciate you guys if you listen to my podcast on Iono FM strictly from now, so that I can get some moolah, I can get some cash. So support me, listen to my podcast on Iono FM, listen to the ads, listen to the podcast, share with your friends and family. I'm currently now sharing the Iono FM. They're not from Link, so shout out to that. And thank you for all those people who have sent me like congratulations message, like, hey, shout out to you, man, you've come a long way. Thinking that I got my first podcast sponsorship on my 94th episode, bro, shout out to consistency. Mtu asiye kuambia usiye give up, hata usiye jiambia give up. Imagine I got my first podcast sponsorship on my 94th. 94th episode. That's so crazy. That's so crazy. That just shows that the secret is consistency, keeping at it, showing up, and then one day it's a jeeper. So super happy and super, 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 super grateful. So let's get into this episode. The make it happen mentality. That's the mentality. I'm always like, that's the vibe, my vibration, honestly. The make it happen mentality. One thing about me, when I put my mind to something that I want to do, hata ukwe nani, you can't stop me. Like, you can't stop me. The only thing that can stop me is if I die. Like, death is the only thing that can come between. Or maybe something like an emergency, something big. But I won't allow any obstacle to come between me and what I want to do. And that's one thing by the way I like about me. I'll be lazy. I'll have my lazy days. I'll take my time. Okay, I'll take my time. I'll procrastinate. I'll take my time. I'll keep postponing. I'll push. I'll reschedule. But once I put my mind and say, okay, I need to get this done. I'm going to do this. I need to get this done. No one's coming between. Hakuna. No one can stop me. So I really love that about me. And I want to share some insight with you guys on just adapting the make it happen mentality and how that mentality can make you achieve a lot of things. Quick one, let's talk about even a good example of my make it happen mentality that I did recently is my Unspoken Story, the series. That series, I had that idea. Let me tell you how I got that idea. That idea came to me when I was taking a walk, an evening walk. That's why I love walks. They're so therapeutic. Like, I get to think a lot when I'm on walks, like, and then I have most of my ideas come to me when I'm on a walk or when I'm on the shower. I'm in the shower, most of the ideas come to me when I'm doing that, or when I'm cleaning the house, most of the ideas come to me at that time. So I was on a walk, when was it? I was even on a break. I was on the podcast break. I had not started recording season 3. I was on a break at the time. I think it was earlier this year in March. Yeah, so I was just taking a normal evening walk. I was listening to a podcast. Yeah, just walking randomly. And then I don't know. When I was thinking about my podcast at the time, like, oh, I'm not in this break. So what's my plan? What's my game plan? How am I going to come back season 3? What's season 3 going to be about? What? And then unspoken, then something just came to my mind. Unspoken story. What's your unspoken story? And then I was like, that's a good idea for a series. Like, what's your unspoken story? Because, like, it's even the title of the podcast, like, unspoken. Like, so what's your unspoken story? And I even thought it came to me, like, okay, you can collect a lot of inspiring stories with this series. I got that idea and I was like, yeah. I just wrote it down on my phone at the time when I was taking a walk. What's your unspoken story? The series. I wrote it and I just left it there. And I'm like, when I come back to season 3, I'm gonna do something on this. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know the logistics. I don't know the structures. I don't know the path I'm gonna take with this. But I know season 3, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do What's Your Unspoken Story. There's a series that I'm gonna do, and it's gonna be called What's Your Unspoken Series. I don't know how I'm gonna get those stories. I don't know how I'm gonna find it. I don't know how I'm gonna go about it. I don't know. I'm gonna collect those stories. But what I know is that season 3, I'm doing this series, and I did. I actually traveled to record the unspoken stories. So that was so crazy. So I made it happen. Like, I was like, I was like, this year is not ending until I do this series. And I actually did. And I collected 5 incredible unspoken stories. So let's talk about the make it happen mentality. So it's just a mentality of get it done. Like, yo, do it. Once manga, the Nike mantra, just do it. Exactly. That's the best thing you can just do it. Like, get it done no matter what. Get things done. Just set your mind. That's what I'm going to tell you. Just set your mind. You just be that one person. When you set your mind to something, when you put your mind to do something, make sure you do it. Make sure, just give it, like, owe yourself that. You owe yourself that much. So just get it done. Set your mind to do something, and then be like, no one can stop me. The only person that can stop you is you. So set your mind, like, as much as what happens, ata nini fanyike. The only thing that's mangati, ata kitu inani doesn't stop ni dunia ikiisha ama nikidedi. Hiyo tu. But once I set my mind to do something, although I'm going to take my time, it's going to take time, of course. And it's not, you know, this is not, when I'm saying this, I'm not even like giving you pressure, like, okay, now that you said you're going to do this now, so tomorrow you start, like, you have to have done it. Set your time goals. Of course, you're gonna, it's gonna take, especially if maybe it's a big project or something, it's gonna take a while for you to get there. But the most important thing is for you to finally get there. So just set your mind. Don't feel weird, by the way. Don't feel weird and don't let things get in your way. Of course, you're gonna get obstacles coming on your way, obstacles. Don't let them like hinder you from the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize and stop waiting around for someone. I want to do this, but I don't have this. I need someone to help me. Don't wait. Let me. This is, we're using Unspoken Story as my reference because that is a big project that I wanted to do and I actually did it. So, yeah. Let me read you in regards to that. Let me read you. There's a meme. It's not a meme. Was it a tweet? A tweet. Someone sent me a tweet the other day in relation to this topic. Actually, let me find it. I'm just checking out my phone. I want to find it. I remember the person who sent me on WhatsApp. Yeah, I found it. It was a tweet. Someone said, I respect anybody who pulled an idea out of their brain and fully brought it to life. That shit is spiritual. To know it started as a thought and you brought it to fruition is crazy. Shout out to the ones who see it all the way through. Keep creating. Someone sent me that and I was so happy. I was so proud. Someone actually sent me that, like, the idea had like an so here our reference is Unspoken Story. The series, that was the reference I had. It started as a thought when I was just taking a walk, a mere thought, and I sat down with myself. I did my research. I on what I needed on this series, how I wanted it to sound, what I wanted to do. I even edited the whole thing. I traveled to shoot it. I edited the whole thing and then I posted it. And then I did a behind the scenes on YouTube. So that was so crazy. So shout out to Voltizo. Voltizo is a big fan of this podcast. And he sent me this and he told me that this is when I read this tweet. It was like when he read that tweet, he thought of me. So shout out to him. So yeah, just set your mind. Don't wait around for anyone. No one's coming to save you. They say true. Like, don't wait around. Like, okay, I don't have enough money. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I don't need this. I don't have this. So I can't, like, you keep pushing. Start with what you have. Do what it takes. Do what it takes. I always say this one thing. When it comes to your dreams, when it comes to those dreams that give you sleepless nights, when it comes to those goals that you have, man, I go all the way. Force you to, like, you have to force. Like, almost, I don't wait at it. I don't have this. Force things. Like, make things work. Just make things work. Nobody's coming to save you. Don't sit around and wait for someone to do at you wait to figure it out. Start now. Seek help. If you can help. And people, it's actually so weird that as human beings, we're always so afraid of asking for help. And yet, people are always so eager to help us. I don't know. That's so crazy. Like, me, I always feel so important when someone asks for my help. Like, what? You just need me to help you. Like, it feels so nice. It gives me, I feel just so important. Important. Is important the right word? I feel important. I feel compensated. I don't know. I feel relaxed. I feel rewarded when I help someone. I feel like it's rewarding to just give someone help. So seek help if you can. Seek help. And people are always out there willing to help. So get in there, seek help, and stay strong. Do the hard work. Do the hard work. It's not going to be easy. Do the hard work. Even me, this Unspoken Story, it was not easy. It was not easy. Let me tell you. Booking studio, the studio session, and then finding all these people together and kutoa mtu kwa job yake, kwa kitu yake yenye anafanya, and then mwambie kuja kwa studio, that just getting that person there to record their story, that is hard work. Like, that person trusted me and came all the way to record their story. It takes a lot of work. And then recording that, guiding them, and then now coming back, listening to those audios one by one, editing them and pushing them out there, telling people to listen. It takes a lot. And then because of the editing hours, bro, hey, the editing is the most exhausting part. It was the most exhausting part. It was really exhausting, but I'm super happy. Like, people, until today, people still listen to that those episodes and they're like so inspired, those unspoken stories. I think that's my best work this year on this pod, if you ask me. So do the hard work, be ready to put in the work, man. Stop waiting for a miracle. Do not wait for a miracle. Do luck. Do not stop waiting for a miracle. Do the hard work. Unaskenga, like, God helps those who help themselves. That's true. Don't just sit there and do it. Ah, me entangle at it. Just sit there and God helps us, help themselves, and people are always willing to help you, even if you're helping yourself. So do the hard work. Get out of survival mode. Get out of survival mode and have a figure it out muscle. Have that, like, I'm gonna figure it out. Like, I don't know what this needs. I don't know what I need to do here. I don't know this. I'm not sure about this right now, but I am gonna figure it out. Have the figure it out muscle, which I'm starting to have that. Like, I don't know how this is gonna happen. Like this is actually happened just 2 days ago when I told you, like, when I started this pod, when I was telling you guys how on Wednesday I was super blank. I was super blank. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about on today's episode. I was like, yo, I'm exhausted. But I was like, okay, I'm not gonna upload today, but I'm gonna figure it out. 2 days max, I'm gonna have something to talk about. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna pick up my microphone again and I'm gonna record. So have that figure it out muscle. Stay driven, persevere, stay driven, stay focused on the goal. Start your brave era. You need to be very brave, actually, to have the make it happen mentality. You need to be very brave. You need to be very brave. You need to not have, you know, you need not to fear being seen. You know, you need to be very brave, very courageous. You just actually don't have that. I've talked about it severally. Don't have that. Don't have that judging yourself mentality, and then that fear of being seen. Like, hey, what if people see? What do they say? Like, will I? It feels cringe. How will I look? How will I sound? Ah, don't have that. Stay driven. Stay focused. Be brave. Having this mentality, you have to be brave. You have to show up. You have to be very brave. Even me. When I was doing the Unspoken series, I was like, of course I was scared, definitely. I was very scared because if at first I was like, okay, who's going to want to be on the pod? Who's going to want to even start? You know, so starting something is always like the hardest. Like, no one has ever done that series, like, on the pod now. So now who's going to be the first person to be as courageous enough to record their story? That was what I was so scared about. But now, at least I have a portfolio. When I do the series, when I continue doing the series, I'll be like, okay, listen to this girl's story. She did this. Now someone will be like, oh, so this, if this girl was courageous enough to shoot, to record, I can be courageous enough. So it takes bravery. So be brave. And you have to create more than you consume to have the make it happen mentality. Don't be a consumer. Once more, consumerism. Consumerism will be the end of you. Don't be a consumer. Be more of a producer. Put yourself out there. Put your work out there to have the make it happen mentality. Put your out up. Put your work out there. Especially if you're like if you're like so too ambitious. I'm a very ambitious person. So if you're too ambitious, don't be more of a consumer. Be more of a producer. Create more than you consume, and then experiment. Experimentation is the key. Experiment a lot. Try things out. Start doing shit, even if it doesn't work. Start experiment. They always say throw things at the wall until something sticks. Try something out until it sticks, until you find the one that talks. Honestly, when I talk about that, I think about my TikTok platform. I've been struggling with, like, finding my niche on TikTok. Like, what content works for me? I don't know. Dancing. I used to dance kitambo, so I was like, should I start dancing on TikTok? Should that be the niche that I should take on TikTok? And then there's like lifestyle vlogs. Should I do lifestyle vlogs on my TikTok? And then there is now personal development, the videos for the pod. Should I do this? Because actually my best content is personal development. That's even if you see my TikTok algorithm, it's full of those contents for personal development. So I was like, I've been struggling with my TikTok content. So I was like, I was just doing it. I was just doing everything that works. I've been dancing there a bit once in a while, and then I've been doing a bit of solo dates vlogs, lifestyle vlogs, and then I did lifestyle vlogs. What else did I do? And then I posted. Then I started now doing personal development topics there for the podcast, and I'm actually seeing that the personal development people actually like the personal development topics, those short videos about personal development. Those are actually getting people actually love them a lot, and people are like, I love this content, keep doing more. So I found that at least that one works for me. So start doing shit, even if it doesn't work. Do experiment with a lot of experiment with a lot of things until you find something that sticks. That is how you get the make it happen mentality. And then don't sit around and watch people live your dream life. Stand up for yourself. Don't sit around and just that's the life you wanted to live. Don't sit around and see people live a dream life, yet you yourself can have that dream life if only you had the make it happen mentality. So yeah, simple, short and sweet. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing to have the make it happen mentality. And I hope you've learned something from my little list that I had. I wrote it randomly from what I created today, and I hope it helps you to develop the make it happen mentality. Okay, I'm gonna love and leave you guys, and I'll see you now on Sunday, but I'm recording that episode immediately after finishing this. So be safe guys, and have the make it happen mentality. I'll see you on Sunday. Adios.